Okay.
The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger."
Hello guys, welcome back to Unscripted Scripture. I'm Zach, and we're here with my buddy Jack.
Jack, say hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We're releasing this on Christmas Eve. Maybe you'll listen to it on Christmas. Maybe you get tired of opening your presents and you'll just be like, I want to listen to Unscripted Scripture. And then you'll listen to us. You won't try on your grandma's sweater that she made you, or the socks or underwear. You listen to Unscripted Scripture.
Why not?
Because we are better than the sweaters, the socks, and the underwear.
That's true.
Yeah.
I would rather listen to us than think about sweaters and
itchy
underwears.
Sweater.
Yeah.
I do like a good sweater, though. So, yeah. But Unscripted Scripture over sweaters.
Yeah.
Because we talk about Jesus, and Jesus is always number one.
Absolutely.
Right.
Above all sweaters.
Right. And guess what we get to talk about? We get to talk about Jesus' birth. I almost said Jesus' death. But you guys can come back in 4 months and we'll talk about that. But anyways, Jesus' birth. Dude, Bethlehem, some donkeys, or maybe it wasn't a donkey. Maybe there were some wise men. How many wise men? We don't know. But we're going to talk about it.
What made them wise?
What do they know? The amount of distance that they traveled.
Okay.
Isn't that what people say? When like they're like, wow, that guy, he's really been through a lot. He's going a long way. That's what people say when they're wise.
Stand corrected.
No, they were just prophets. Herod's.
Is that why truck drivers are really wise?
They're not usually wise, though.
But
you're
they
right.
Travel a long distance.
I know. Dang it!
Yeah.
All right, fine.
No, you know what?
What?
Yes, truck drivers are very wise.
There we go.
I bet they have stories, man. Come on.
They've got street smart.
How many deer they've hit? How many hitchhikers they picked up?
Oh, radio talk? That's a different language. I cannot radio talk.
What would your call sign be? What is it called?
What is my radio name?
Yeah, your radio name.
Radio name? I was going to say black sheep.
Black
but
sheep.
That's not always a good thing. Black sheep, come in, black sheep.
Oh.
No, I like deer, so... And I'm looking at our Deer Park water bottles. So maybe Deer Park?
Deer Park. Or
hey,
like
Deer Park. No, that's already a name.
Something with, like, jerky.
Deer jerky.
The deer jerky.
There's a deer jerky that's named, like, Jack... Jack Clean...
Jack Links.
Jack Links? Is that it?
That's just jerky. It's a brand of beef jerky. Jack Links.
I just heard it on the radio, so... I don't usually look at brains, but it made me think of Jacqueline. And I guess it made me think of you, but it made me think of Jacqueline. All right. Jack Links, Jacqueline.
Yeah.
Sounds similar. And I was like, Jacqueline.
She's
going
to love to hear that.
Beer jerky. No, deer jerky.
Beer jerky.
I know.
She's going to love that you were thinking of her
when I thought
beef
of
jerky.
Deer jerky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'll have to tell her. Anyways, Jesus.
Woo!
Guys, Jesus is born. We're going to tell you all about it. And yeah, wise men. We just talked about them. And truck drivers are also wise. Maybe the wise men were truck drivers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big question we have today.
That's the question. That's what this is all about.
Yeah.
No. This is not what this is about.
Nope.
Kinda. We are going to talk about the wise men.
Yeah.
But first, we are going to talk about Mary and Joseph.
Okay.
On this journey.
Okay.
To the city of David.
Because they had to pay some money to some King Augusta?
Augustus.
Augustus.
What are you talking about?
That's why they went to Bethlehem.
They went to Bethlehem. Yes, you're right. To register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. So, yeah.
Yep.
They went there to register because every male had to go back to the city where they were born. So, for Joseph, that was Bethlehem. So, they went to Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
And...
Bethlehem.
Yes. Because he was in the line of David. That's why he's in
Bethlehem. Line of David, Bethlehem.
Okay, we're connecting the dots. Good. So we are in Luke 2. This is the greatest story ever told right here in Scripture.
So open it up. Open up your Bible.
Watch that light shine as you turn to this page. It will blind you.
Yes. and then highlight it, and it will blind you even more.
Put on those sunglasses, put on those aviators, and get ready.
Right. Yeah. Or here just open up your Bible app. That works,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But make sure turn that brightness is down.
Yeah, turn the brightness down.
Because, yeah, it'd be way too bright.
Nice.
Here we go.
We are in Luke 2.
Luke 2:4.
So we talked about, yeah, they're coming into Bethlehem, and...
But it doesn't say they're coming on a donkey, right? It just says they're traveling.
That's crazy.
Everyone says they arrived on a donkey, but nowhere does it say.
Could have been a camel.
Right. They could have... Well, I guess they... I don't know.
It doesn't say that. That's weird.
It doesn't say... I know.
I was expecting it to
Everyone
say that.
Everyone expects you to... Or it to be a donkey, but there's never a donkey.
So... Yeah.
Anything.
Wow. Okay, yep. This is weird. Yeah, that changed my mindset.
Sorry.
No, we're good. So, we're in 6. They arrive in Bethlehem. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born.
Whoop.
She gave birth to a firstborn, a son. She had wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them in the inn. So, they were turned down at the inn. By the innkeeper.
How many doors do you think they knocked at? Because it...
She's in labor. I mean, like...
Oh, you think it was just first one, like, oh, there's an inn.
She's probably like... As Joseph, he's probably like, we gotta get you somewhere because you're about to give birth.
And she's like, probably, like, squeezing his hand like, Joseph, you idiot! Find me a place where this baby can come out!
That's right.
Yeah.
This is so much frustration in Mary's face, probably. But... They didn't know where to go. I bet they were just, like, looking for anywhere.
Right.
And they're finally, the innkeeper's like, you know what? I got this room in the manger.
Yeah, what a guy, innkeeper, dude.
Cattle. Yeah, but he turned them down, man. He wouldn't
let
them in.
No, there was no room in the inn.
Dude.
Did you just read that? No room in the inn. He gave them a spot in the stable. He gave them something.
Yeah. Okay.
You got to be grateful
for
something.
I'll give him some credit.
You... Freaking people in this world aren't grateful for...
Zach! The innkeeper turned him down.
Okay, because...
If that's the Son of God, you gotta kick some people out and put him in a bed.
Listen! No, he didn't know it was the Son of God. How did he know it was the Son of God?
Because the angels flying over...
The star.
And the star
of Bethlehem.
Just right above Mary's belly.
No, Jack! There was
no...
He had
like,
no idea.
That?
He had no idea.
Oh, please.
He probably had people knocking on his door all night.
He had room. He just didn't want the strangers in. He had plenty of
room. People were all coming back home because of Augustus.
Why didn't he give him his own room?
Will you let me talk?
His own room. Go for it. Go.
Yeah, because he is asleep. Okay, imagine if people were coming and knocking on your door. There was all these people coming back because they had to pay Augustus. They had to do whatever. What's it called? They had to...
Register
for Augustus. And... So they were all coming back home, which means the town was just full, crazy amount of people. So he probably had people knocking on his door every 5 minutes. And eventually, that would be annoying, you know? And, of course, the house is full. The inn is full. It's not like there was just, like, Miss Betty Lou just sleeping in room 1 and he had room 2, 3, and 4 open. No, they were all... Room 2, 3, and 4 was Sue, Lou, and Kapoo were all in those rooms. So that's why he's like, okay, I see you're pregnant. I see you're struggling here. I'm a nice guy. Let me give you my stable. It's right beside the sheep. He'll keep you warm.
Okay.
But you can give birth there.
That makes sense. Okay, you got me.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Okay, so in verse 8, we go out from Bethlehem out to the fields where the shepherds are.
Mm-hmm.
The shepherds are living out there, keeping watch over their flocks at night, and an angel of the Lord appears to them. The glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the shepherds were terrified.
Okay.
The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger."
Manger.
Wow.
So, why the shepherds?
This is a great thing to talk about. I think this is cool.
Okay.
Why the shepherds? Exactly. Like, the shepherds, dude, are just the runts of the world. Or, like, at least in this area. because they live amongst the sheep and the simplest job.
Mm-hmm.
And they're recognized as, like, not the cleanest people.
Can you compare it to something modern, like a job?
Maybe just, a really trashy job that get enough thanks for. Yeah, maybe a trash guy.
Okay.
You don't get enough thanks for, but you're, like, really essential. Because the lambs that they mm-hmm. used, the shepherds, were offered as sacrifices to God. Mm-hmm. And so the Pharisees would reach out to them and say, bring me a spotless lamb. Bring me a perfect lamb so that I could sacrifice it to the Lord. And that was their job, was to maintain these lambs to sell for other purposes too, but for sacrifice, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that, like, they're going to go see Jesus. They're the ones that the angels called to go see Jesus. And they're going to come back and tell the town, tell anyone they can that the Savior's here. That the Savior's here. And then when they go to the Pharisees the next time, and the Pharisee says, have you found me a spotless lamb ready for sacrifice? Then they can say, yes, I have. Because they're talking about Jesus now.
I get you. All right.
No, I took that from The Chosen.
Okay.
But like that, they had a Christmas special who did that, where the shepherd came in running, and the Pharisee met him, and he asked him that question. And the shepherd just smirked and smiled, and that ended the episode. And so it was just like, really, that was
you watched The Chosen?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that.
It's awesome.
I didn't watch that episode, but
it's so cool, nice. Man.
Okay.
And so, but that's like, the shepherds just got no respect, and like, the fact that they were the dirtiest, and they were like the most unclean, and that they needed to be cleansed, and they represented people that needed Jesus.
Well, yeah.
They were the first ones there. It's really cool.
Well, I think the shepherds are in here a lot. Well, David was a shepherd. I mean, there's stories about David having to kill, I don't know, was it a bear, a lion, a tiger? I don't know.
Yeah, lion, bear. I think so.
Yeah. And he had to kill them to save his sheep. There's plenty of stories. The job of a shepherd, you pretty much said it, was just to make sure. He had to watch over so many sheep and make sure that it wasn't eaten by wolves and everything. But these sheep would follow the shepherd.
Yeah.
And it kind of relates what Jesus was supposed to be.
Mm.
Jesus was going to be the shepherd, and we were his sheep, and we were supposed to follow him. I mean, I see it that way. That's another way to look at it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I also see where they were the lows of the lows. They were the dirty people.
Yeah.
But with what you said, they knew they would come.
Yeah, exactly. They knew they would come. But with you said, like, we talked. Remember, Jesus goes into the parable of the 99. In his teaching, and he's saying like, that the one sheep that goes missing amongst the hundreds.
Yes, that's what I was trying to say.
Leaves the 99 to go after the sheep. So, like, the shepherds and the sheep have significance there. And, like, through the Bible, they have been. They've always been. Like,
I know.
The lamb with Abraham and Isaac, like,
uh-huh.
sacrificing there. Like, it's sheep and the shepherds.
All the verses on lion and the lamb.
Yes.
And
like, yeah, David, like you said, like, all of it is related. And the fact that the shepherds were the first to see Jesus, other than Mary and Joseph. But, like, that's, yeah, that's very crucial and very, like, underrated and like not as profound, like the shepherds, man.
Because
shepherd's story.
If he would have went to, if God would have sent the angels to any other person, they would have been like, that was a UFO. That's nothing. Or, I don't know, that's a sparkling star. And I just had a little bit too much to drink. Like, if he went to any other people, and then they would go to a stable and be like, no, there's no king. No king is going to be born in a stable.
Yeah.
Like, no one would believe. He had to go to the shepherds, and the shepherds were the ones who realized how grateful they were that they were chosen to go pick them. So then, therefore, they went out and told everyone. It's amazing. There is a true meaning of why he picked the shepherds.
Yeah.
And I believe that's it.
That's it. And so, yeah, the shepherds are called. And in 13, we pick it up right as the angel came to them. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Or a lot of versions, on earth peace goodwill towards men.
Yeah, you sounded like, what's that guy's name with the dirty blanket and Charlie Brown?
Linus.
Linus. You sound like Linus there. Glory to God in the highest.
That's what Christmas is all about,
That's Charlie what Christmas Brown. Is all about, Jack Drummond.
Yeah. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
What?
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
There she goes again. Didn't she do that the last one we were doing? She pondered up something else, treasured it all up? Maybe I'm mixing things up. Yeah, when she met Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. When Elizabeth realized that Mary was pregnant and Mary realized that Elizabeth knew.
Right.
And she
treasured
all these
things.
She did
this
thing and she sang the song.
Yes, the song. Yeah.
Mary's song. Yeah, you don't have to sing it.
Oh, right.
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before
Dude,
he
okay,
was conceived.
Dude, okay, so that's crazy. I didn't know that. On the eighth day.
What's significant about that?
On the eighth day, they gave him the name Jesus.
Oh, why? Wait right. until he was circumcised?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, because you had
I
to be...
I didn't even notice that.
I listened to it today and I heard that. But
that's crazy.
Because I listen to things, I don't read things because I can't read.
Well, in 21st century, too.
What?
Nobody reads anymore.
Oh, true, true, true. No, but like, Jesus was pure. Like, Jesus is... I think people would have argued that Jesus wouldn't have been... Like, that would have been a sin if Jesus was circumcised before he was named Jesus. Like, named the Holy One.
Yeah.
Like, everything was all planned out.
Yeah.
But still, it's crazy that 8 days went by. And, I mean, I'm sure they knew his name was going to be Jesus.
They probably called him Jesus.
Yeah.
They just officially named him Jesus.
Oh, it was like a...
But don't you think the shepherds would want to, like, know his name so they could tell people?
Emmanuel, the king.
Oh, yeah, Emmanuel.
Yeah, they were probably just going around and saying
that. Yeah, because that's what Gabriel told Mary to call him.
Right.
That was his name, yeah. Oh, that makes so much sense. Everything's clicking now.
All right, all right, all right.
Look how God puts things together, man. That's so cool.
I know, it connects the dots.
All right.
Okay.
Let's turn to Matthew.
Yeah, that finishes up Luke. It goes on and it talks about... Jesus and when he goes to the temple with his parents and he's probably age 5, 6, 7, 8. We talked about it in a previous episode, so
12.
You can go and go back and click on that one. But yeah, we're going to turn to Matthew 2 now.
Yeah, Matthew 2.
So turn. I want to hear your Bible's turning.
Don't go on the phone like Zach. Open
I am not
Bible.
On my phone.
I know. I got it. Matthew 2. We introduce the wise men, so they say. No, I'm kidding. The Magi
the truck
the
drivers.
Messiah, the truck drivers of Judea. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him."
So they called him King of the Jews, it looks like.
King of the Jews, yeah. And Herod's like, "Whoa, what did you say?
King? No,
I'm
king, king,
man. I'm the king.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody's the king here. But it's, yeah, Magi, also wise men. It doesn't matter what you call them. Same thing. So King Herod heard this, and he was disturbed, understandably, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written," and this is from Micah, "but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel."
Shepherd. He said shepherd.
He said
we just talked about
shepherd.
And now we talked about
it. In the thing.
And it just proves us right.
It's right
yep,
there.
Yep. They mention shepherds a lot in the Bible. There it goes again. We are right.
Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may go and worship him." Lies.
Yeah.
He's sneaky, and the Magi are like, "Sure, that sounds good. We believe you.
We get to go on vacation, man. We get to travel the world, look for some guy named Jesus, King of Jews."
Oh, not some guy. They know he's the king.
They know? I don't know. I don't think they know yet.
The Magi
They don't know yet. They don't know yet.
They said, "Who has been born King of the Jews? We hear this has come. We saw the star when it rose, and we've come to worship him because we know he's a king." There you go.
Wait, they said that before all this?
Yes. Verse?
Dude, I'm sorry. I must have been looking at our volume level when that happened.
Rewind. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped
him. Did you see the star the other night?
No, I didn't.
Was that? Neither did I.
It was cloudy.
Oh, I didn't even
I heard look. People saw it last night.
I saw pictures from Australia of people seeing it.
Yeah, it was cool. If anybody saw the star, please send us a picture on Instagram or Twitter. We want to see it. We didn't get to see it.
Right.
So, yeah, the star.
They called it the...
The Star of Bethlehem.
They called
it, But it was supposed to be like the planet, like Jupiter and like Saturn aligning so that it did a bright light or something. But I didn't see it.
Whatever. It was just a big fiery ball or whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Only another 800 years before it happens again.
Yeah, right. Anyway, sorry.
They, bowed down and worshipped in front of Mary and Joseph. These three wise men. Three respected, like, king-like men. And they offered treasures and gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Which one would you want? Frankincense is a big word. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. We didn't read too much about what they were.
Well, I know what gold is.
Yeah, I know what gold is.
Okay.
Frankincense and myrrh were valuable.
I thought they were like smelly stuff. Like.
Yeah, sometimes I heard like it can be used in like funerals and stuff like that. But it's anyway, like all these three things were like really valuable.
Right. Okay, yeah.
That was the point. Like, you couldn't get frankincense and myrrh in the amount that they were giving Mary and Joseph and Jesus.
See, this is why we need Chuck here.
Yeah.
So she can look this up for us.
It's okay.
I know, it's all right.
Y'all can look it up if you're really interested.
Yeah.
The baseline is that they're very valuable gifts, and they presented them to Jesus, but then in 12, they were warned in a dream not to go back to Herod.
What?
They returned to their country by another route. So they like, God spoke to them in the dream and told them, like, this is, like, don't go back to Herod. He's out to kill. I don't know if they knew he was out to kill Jesus, but they knew, don't go back to Herod.
Right, and that's crazy because how in the world, like, okay, we talked about episodes before, I think it was back, all the way back in Daniel, where we're like, I don't even remember what I dreamed the night before.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember my dreams. I talk with Jacqueline, and she remembers her dreams every single night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's a dreamer, really? Man. She is a dreamer. I am marrying a dreamer.
She's a dreamer.
Yep, and I just follow her dreams. Whatever she dreams, I go for. But anyways, I don't remember my dreams from the night before. And these guys had such a big dream that they're like, oh, maybe, yeah. And they all, well, we don't know how many there were of them. I was going to say all three of them, but it never says there's three. Anyways, all of them were like, yeah, let's go a different way. Let's go the long way home. Mm. Or they didn't go home.
They went back to their country.
Right, okay.
A different route. Who knows if it was longer.
Right.
Do you want to hear what my last dream was?
You remember?
Yeah, because it was weird.
Please.
I was working at the Got Junk.
Yeah?
1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Okay.
And my grandma was on a truck with me.
Grandma
was on a truck.
How fun was that?
It was awesome, dude. We were moving couches and boxes. And
no
like,
way.
Sweet. Yeah. Huh. I was like, this is so funny. I woke up, I was like, that was a dream.
Maybe we'll make a small film out of that.
Yeah. We'll make t-shirts.
When we get our YouTube channel going, we'll make a small film.
Or the Magi in the truck. Yeah.
Jack and Grandma Lecky going to work. at Gottschunk with the shirts, water bottles, and sunglasses.
It was so profound that I remembered it. So I can relate to the Magi.
Oh, all right. We all like relations.
This is like, I'm totally on their wavelength right now.
Okay,
here.
All right.
And so we roll into 13, the escape to Egypt. So when the Magi had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him."
Ooh, that's scary.
Whew. So, alarmingly, he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod.
What?
And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." That was Hosea. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under.
Yeah.
In accordance with the time when he learned from the Magi. This, it was called, like, in a lot of, like, art, it's called, like, the Massacre of the Innocents, which is just terrible to think about. Like,
yeah.
I mean, totally... on all sides, like the fact that Herod had that type of heart, but then at the same time the soldiers that had to carry that out willingly, like, or they had to do that faithfully and obeying to Herod.
I never thought about that.
Like the guy, want to know their story, man. Like the guys that had to carry out that order, and like how much just pain they must have felt.
I know. I want to hear a lot of stories. There's a lot of stories in the Bible that you don't hear about. Like, the Bible can only carry so many stories. Yeah. It's like, think about, my Instagram feed. You only see a couple pictures of what's in my actual pictures that I take, my photo thing. Okay. I only post a couple of pictures. Yep. Imagine all the pictures that you don't see on my Instagram feed.
Yeah, what are you hiding?
Well, no, just good pictures of me and Jacqueline, you know?
We'll share it with the world, man.
Well, I can't share
it. The world
everyone,
wants to
you know?
See that.
Well, that's what... Jack, I'm trying to say here, like, the Bible, you can only share so much.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait till I get to heaven and be like, yo, Jesus, tell me what happened in those 700 years between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Yeah.
Like, what happened then? Or what happened between, like, after Moses and before... No. Joshua? Uh-huh. We kind of know what happened. I was going to say Noah. Noah and Moses. What happened in between them? And it kind of says, but still, like...
Or Jesus' life between
right.
12 and
tell
30.
Tell me more, Jesus.
What did
tell
you
me
do?
More stories. Yes, there we go. That's what I'm talking
what
about.
What happened?
Jesus, tell me more stories
you
about
go?
You.
Who'd
and then,
healed?
Like, Jesus, why didn't you have that in the Bible? Like, that could have helped me out in my 20s. I listened to this podcast today. Is it okay if I talk about other podcasts while I'm recording a podcast?
Yeah.
All right. I listened to this podcast today, and it talked about, like, your 20s, living in your 20s, and everyone says how you're supposed to, like, just live it up in your 20s. Live it up. Like, the 20s don't matter, man. It's for you to figure it all out.
Yeah.
But they were like, no, the Bible's like, the Bible tells you your 20s are, you either for your 20s, you either move on and get to your 30s, or you just figure it out by your 30s.
Mm.
Like, you're going to have to figure it out at some point. And it's either you do it while you're 20s or you do it while you're 30s. So,
yeah.
Sorry, that was really far rabbit trail.
It's good.
But, yeah.
Nice.
Anyways.
Yeah, I think, that's good. So, like, the unknown of, like, these people in the Bible, like, that had to do atrocious things or unknown things or great things that we just don't know about.
Right, right.
Because God didn't authorize it for the word.
Mm-hmm.
But we trust and still trust that, like, the word is pure and the word is perfect and because it's good, you know, because it's God and God is good. This is the massacre, and what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. And then the return to Nazareth. So after Herod had died, this is in 19, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph again while he was in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother to go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead." And so he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene. And so Jesus became Jesus of Nazareth.
What?
So the fact that God was orchestrating Jesus' life from the get-go and was not going to let anything happen to him. Mm-mm. Because his plans are set in motion. He's the king, regardless of the massacre. And you know, we have this sacrifice of Jesus in his encapsulating his life at the end where he dies for us. But, like, think of the people that died for him. Like, these innocent children that died so that Jesus could be safe. Like, we don't think about that as much, but, like, all these kids in Bethlehem who were killed so that Joseph could escape with the family. Like, God just, like, totally sacrificed those kids, and I just think it's so profound that that's in there, and it's a new way of looking at that story, I think is what I'm really getting at, is that we can't discredit the kids and the children that died by Herod.
Yeah.
Because of their importance to help Jesus survive. So we think about a lot, like, Jesus died for us, so I'm going to live for him. Or, like, what are you going to do for Jesus? Because he died for you. And these kids, like, unwillingly were chosen by God to be sacrificed so Jesus could go. So, like, what are we going to do?
I know.
What do I do every day?
Imagine Jesus being the only seventh grade boy. Because all the rest of them died.
Well, they're in a new town. But yeah.
Okay.
I get what you're saying. Whatever. I get what you're saying.
The high school, all right, that town's high school class, only all girls graduated for 2 years. I don't know. They didn't go to high school. I'm just trying to modernize it.
They didn't go to
like,
Torah
that's,
schools. Though.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
you said that last week, too, about Mary.
Girls don't go to Torah schools.
Okay. Well, no one was in school from those 2 years where all those boys were killed.
True. So this is the... We pick up a Nazareth.
Yeah.
He is a Nazarene, and this is going into the second part of Luke. So the second part of Luke 2, after we talked about
Matthew,
you know, boy Jesus. Yeah.
I mean, no. We're in Matthew now. We talked about boy Jesus, yeah.
At the end of Matthew, where we're at, it's at the end of Matthew 2, the gospel transitions to Luke.
Yeah.
The end of Luke 2, where he's like boy Jesus at the temple. So he grows up, and then he's... He teaches at the temple, and then there's a lull, and then we start his ministry with John the Baptist preparing his way, and then he comes and saves the day. But this is the end of, like, the Christmas story, and we think about what Christmas is. It's not just Jesus was born. It's all these little parts. Like,
the wise men.
The wise men didn't come until he was, like, 2 years old.
Right.
So, like, it's not a single day where we talk about, like, the significance of Christmas. That's why the wise men are in the nativity scene. It's not accurate.
Well, remember in youth group, in youth group we would set up a nativity scene, me and Jack in our youth group, and we would always put the shepherd, Mary and Jesus, and all the animals in it, and then we would put the wise men, we would put them all the way on the other side of the church because they would take them 2 years. And I think 1 year we put it in someone's car or something, in the old bus. But that was just our life. Sorry, Jack, you were going off and I interrupted you.
I'm not going, no, you're good.
But yeah, we talked about the wise men and how they came 2 years later and how important they were and how long of the story. We talked about the shepherds and just how important that was. Like, every little piece. The kids. All that died 0 to 2.
Yeah.
Because of King Herod. Like, all these little pieces that Jesus went through who... met baby Jesus and like all the troubles that Mary and Joseph had to go through to make sure baby Jesus became the savior of the world. And for them to obey unconditionally, like just to obey God in their dreams was awesome. Because so many times I think once you have something that's yours, you want to just covet it. And I think Mary and Joseph did a very good job in realizing this is God's child.
Yeah, yeah. Welcoming the shepherds in, welcoming the wise men in.
Yeah.
Because he's the king, and like, he deserves that praise. And yes, he's your earthly son, but he's God's son. He's God's one and only. And the question I would leave all of you listening is, are you going to be a shepherd this Christmas? Are you going to run to Jesus? You know, from the call that the angels are telling you in your heart, like, are you going to go to him this Christmas and welcome him and praise him and glorify him for how he's come into the world ready to cleanse you? And then are you going to tell other people about him? Are you going to spread the word and not get hung up on me, but are you going to be like, he's here? You can receive him every day of the year, not just on the 25th of December. Like, Christmas is not just a one-day holiday. It's an everyday celebration that we get to do as Christians. We get to celebrate that Jesus is here and that he's here for good if we let him in our hearts. And that's what I want to leave you all with. The question is, are you a shepherd, and will you be a shepherd to others, preparing spotless lamb? Yeah, man.
I think you should wrap it up. Abby's starting to play the music, man.
Dun-dun-dun. Okay.
Should we sing Hark the Heralds to leave? Or
let's just let Silent it play. Night? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they don't want to hear us.
They don't want to hear us sing again.
This is a podcast, not a... We not sang a Zacchaeus before.
Yeah. No, thank you guys so much for listening. Merry Christmas. We're looking forward to the next phase of our podcast here, but we're excited for this Christmas episode. We hope you loved it. Be sure to check us out on Twitter and Instagram, and send us a voice message on Anchor if you have questions, concerns, or you just want to talk. So Merry Christmas, guys. Have a great, great day.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph